Kadosh. Remember, remember, Adonai Eloheinu.
Welcome to Romamu, an open-hearted Jewish community and house of worship, learning, and spiritual growth. You're listening to Romamu's podcast, where we share words of Torah, insights, and inspiration from Romamu clergy. Thank you for being with us.
All was quiet on Kibbutz Be'eri on October 7th at 6:15 a.m. on a Shabbat morning, when Aya Maidan, a member of the kibbutz, a mother of three, and a triathlete, went out to meet her friend for a bike ride. Suddenly, she heard huge explosions and saw a barrage of missiles overhead. She called her husband Omri, and he told her, "You can't be out there. You have to come home now." She ran into three people who worked on the kibbutz. They told her there were terrorists everywhere shooting. She and Hisham, one of the workers, and a Bedouin started running toward a bomb shelter. But she could see that terrorists were shooting into the shelters, killing everyone inside. So she and Hisham lay down in some bushes, and Hisham called his father in Rahat, a nearby Bedouin town where he lived. Hisham's father called four nephews. By now it was 6:45 a.m. and said, "You four, you're going to bring back my boy." So the four cousins set out on their way. They went out in a jeep, and they started to run into survivors of the Nova Music Festival. And their conscience did not allow them to leave them there. In their words, they were all crying. They didn't have water. We gave them water. We let them use our cell phones to call their parents. We hugged them. We tried to calm them down. They ferried countless numbers of survivors to safe locations. They saved many lives. All the while, they understood that their own lives were at risk. They also knew that Hisham and Aya were waiting for them. As they were rescuing survivors, they were also texting Hisham and Aya, saying, "You're okay, we're on our way. We are not far from you. We'll be there in another 20 minutes. We'll be there in 5 minutes. We'll be there." Aya said these texts kept hope alive. Even while they lay on the ground for hours, it wasn't 20 minutes, it wasn't 5 minutes, it was hours. Bullets whizzing past their heads. Aya said she knew that if she raised her head just an inch, she would be shot. After hours of saving people from the festival, the four cousins drove through heavy gunfire to Be'eri to evacuate and rescue Hisham and Aya. They went in and found them, and Hisham said, "Aya, Aya, they're here. Hey, mamash po, they are right here." The cousins opened the doors of their jeep, and Hisham and Aya ran into their car. After about 20 to 30 meters of driving, the IDF came. The soldiers drew their guns on the car. "About 300 guns, one of the cousins said. The cousins got out of their car, their hands up, and started screaming, "Lo, lo, lo, no, no, no. Anu Ezrechei Israel. We are citizens of Israel. We are Israelis. We've come here to help. We're from Rahat." The soldiers ordered them to get out of the car. Aya got out of the car and fell to the ground, screaming for the soldiers not to shoot at them. One of the soldiers took her aside and said, "Did they kidnap you? Are you a hostage?" And she said, "No, I am from Be'eri, and these young men, they are from Rahat. They came to rescue us." What happens next truly defines, to me, the essence of chesed, of loving kindness. The soldiers took Aya and other survivors from nearby kibbutzim and the music festival and led them to a bus bound for Be'er Sheva. Right after Aya boarded the bus, she received a call from the cousins. They said, "Aya, we're not leaving you alone." And she said, "What do you mean you're not leaving me alone? You've already saved me." They said, "We're not prepared to leave you alone. We're taking you to Rahat. You'll be with us. We will protect you." But the bus was so full, she couldn't get off. The bus started to move. Her phone rang again. It was the cousins again. "Aya," they said, "take a look outside your window." So she looked out the window and they said to her, "You see that car? That's our car. We are here beside you. You are not alone. If you can't get off that bus, we are staying with you. We'll drive alongside the bus. We are here. Anachnu po. We are going to stay by your side until you reach Be'er Sheva." So how does this define chesed? How does this define loving kindness? Hisham's cousins understood that day that it wasn't only about saving life, although of course it was about saving life, but it was about something else. They were completely present with the people they saved. They reassured them. They gave them water. They called their parents. They hugged them. They comforted them. At the same time, they did not forget Aya and Hisham. They reassured them. They sent them texts. "We will be there. We're coming. We're on our way. We're close." They understood the power of presence. They understood the kindness of accompaniment. Their chesed began with saving lives, but it didn't end there. They understood that not leaving Aya alone was everything. I marvel at that. That willingness to be present, to give the gift of presence. And maybe that is what chesed is ultimately, accompanying each other along this treacherous way. Reassuring each other, we are not alone, not in the face of danger, not in the face of illness, not in the face of vulnerability, not in fear, and not even, is it possible, in the face of death. We are here for each other. We are holding each other up. We are on this journey with one another. But still, even knowing the power of chesed, and I know the power of chesed firsthand, because when my daughter was gravely ill, a whole community was by my side. And they helped us all survive. And thank God she did survive. But I wonder, is it true? Can we take each other's aloneness away? Are we, after all, fundamentally alone, or are we not? I think this book of Exodus comes to answer that question, especially this parsha of Pekudei. We close Exodus, this grand liberation narrative. Our people freed from slavery by God as his prophet Moses, his brother Aaron, his sister Miriam. And from the beginning, the very beginning of their journey, the people felt so alone. The people have been asking questions way back in Exodus 17. Is God present amongst us? Hayesh Adonai b'kirbeinu im ayin? Are we alone or not? The journey through the wilderness is full of vulnerability and terror, full with aloneness. When the children of Israel faced the Red Sea, they wanted to return to Egypt. So terrified were they of dying in the wilderness, when there wasn't any water, when there wasn't any food. Again and again, they wanted to go back to Egypt, to slavery, to safety, or what they thought was safety. When they waited at the base of the mountain, wondering anxiously, where had Moses gone to when he was boshesh lavo, when he was delayed in coming, when they feared that they had been left alone? And in their terror, they turned to a false god, a god of gold, one god of gold. Their frenetic dancing, an attempt to drown out the question, are we alone or not? The Mishkan, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the dwelling place of God, is a response to that fearful question. That Mishkan that followed the people of Israel, the children of Israel, from the beginning of their journey throughout the wilderness. In Exodus 25, God says, build me a sanctuary so I may dwell amongst them. Vasuli mikdash b'shachanti b'tocham. These just freed slaves became builders of a home for the divine presence. God gives them a gift of steady presence, a sanctuary they themselves built, a sanctuary that goes wherever they go, a sanctuary that is packed up when they leave a place and unpacked when they set up camp again. And when they're walking from here to there, God sends a cloud by day and a fire by night to lead them, all to remind them that they're not alone. God gives them the gift of constancy. Consider the final words of this book of Shemot, of Exodus. Whenever the cloud went up from the Mishkan, the children of Israel would journey on. Upon all their journeys, if the cloud did not go up, they would not journey on until such time as it did go up. For the cloud of Adonai was over the dwelling by day. Ki anan Adonai al Mishkan yomam. The eish tiye lailabo, and fire would be by night in it. In the eyes of all of the house of Israel, upon all their journeys, le'enei kol Beit Yisrael, b'chol mas ehem. And it's so interesting that the book ends with what the children of Israel see and are able to take in. They understand here now that they are not alone. They finally beheld God, a God that was with them steadily. They understood that this cloud, this fire, this Mishkan, this sanctuary, these signs of divinity were constant, that God's presence was with them always. God traveled with them in all their journeys. God is kind of like Hisham, which sounds like Hashem, and his four cousins on October 7th saying, you see, look outside your window. Look outside your tent. I'm going all the way with you until you get to where you're going. I'm staying with you. I will protect you. You see these signs? No matter how cruel the world is, and we know it is, and no matter how tragic humanity is, and we know it is, I am here with you. That is what chesed is. Chesed is the counterforce to evil. And this is what God is, or at least the best part of God. And that's how humans act when they act like they were created in the image of God. And they remember that everyone else was created in the image of God, saying, we're almost there. We're coming. We're here. Anachnu po. We're not letting you go alone. We won't abandon you. We will protect you. Look out your window. We're traveling with you until you get to safety, until you get to the place of promise. We're right here with you, right here, right beside you.
Thank you for listening. Want more content like this? Subscribe to our podcast and visit romamu.org to learn more about us. Please consider making a contribution to Romamu so we can continue to fulfill our mission to help spiritual seekers deepen their connection to Jewish wisdom and practice to help them become more compassionate human beings. We hope to see you in the synagogue or the Zoomagogue soon. Romamu, Romamu, Adonai.